Good morning. This is Katie Brumbelow with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and here's your update for October 30th. The number of people being treated for COVID-19 in Iowa hospitals set another record Thursday for the fourth day in a row as federal public officials again urged the state to more aggressively respond to the worsening threat. By Thursday morning, 605 people were hospitalized for COVID-19, more than at any time since the disease was confirmed in the state in March. A White House task force report said that 97% of Iowa is now in a hot zone, measured by the number of cases per capita and the percentage of tests that confirm the infection. The task force said that as of Sunday, 56 of Iowa's 99 counties were in the worst red zone of danger. The state Thursday also reported another 2,468 new COVID-19 cases, bringing Iowa's total cases to nearly 122,000. Of those, Linn County reported 193, a record high for the county by far. The situation in Iowa is critical, said epidemiologist Dr. Jorge Salinas. He's a leading infection control specialist at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. It's likely the state's hospitals will be overrun with sick patients very soon, he said, during a Facebook Live video on Thursday. Both Cedar Rapids hospitals have reported an unusually large number of admissions over the past few days, but emphasized that hospitals are still equipped to handle other patient care. Election Day is just 4 days away, and Iowa's top elections official wants Iowans to feel confident in their ability to vote safely and securely. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate delivered that message of reassurance to Iowa voters during a Thursday news conference at the State Emergency Operations Center at Camp Dodge, along with state and federal law enforcement and emergency management leaders. Pate said his office is working with the state and federal partners to strengthen Iowa's election security and infrastructure and prepare for any kind of situation that might arise on Election Day. With early voting underway and Tuesday's election less than a week away, election-related concerns include hacking attempts, disinformation campaigns by hostile foreign countries, and the avalanche of absentee ballots cast before Election Day. Pate says his office is working with multiple state and federal officials, as well as the auditors in Iowa's 99 counties, to ensure a safe and secure election. As of Thursday, more than 851,000 absentee ballots had been returned in Iowa, well ahead of the 653,000 early ballots cast 4 years ago. In Iowa City, leaders are worried a population undercount in the U.S. Census will slash federal funding to the growing community. When counting for the 2020 census wrapped up earlier this month, just over 68% of Iowa City's estimated population had responded to the national headcount, well below the nearly 76% response rate in the 2010 census. Iowa's other state college towns were also below expected counts. Ames, home to Iowa State University, had a self-response rate of 68%, compared with nearly 78% in 2010. And in Cedar Falls, home to the University of Northern Iowa, there was a nearly 74% response rate, compared with 79% in 2010. The April 1st start date for the 2020 census was less than a month after COVID-19 was first detected in Iowa, and the University of Iowa suspended in-person classes in Iowa City. Iowa City Mayor Bruce Teague said losses in federal funding could be significant and that even one missed resident could mean a loss of $28,000. The weather in the Cedar Rapids area today is partly sunny with a high near 46. Friday night will be mostly clear with a low around 35. And don't forget, the time changes this weekend as daylight saving time ends. Remember to set your clocks back an hour on Sunday morning. Thanks for listening to today's update. Check back tomorrow for the weekend edition. Have a great Friday. This briefing is sponsored in part by Corridor Careers. Are you looking for a job? CorridorCareers.com is a resource to local job seekers where they can get job tips, sign up for local job alerts, build a resume, and more. Check it out at CorridorCareers.com.